AirCheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. This special countdown of the 100 biggest hits of 1990 originates in Hollywood. Taylor Dayne originated in Long Island, New York, as a child named Leslie Wonderman. She says her first real singing experience came at age 6 when she joined her school glee club. A few years later, when she was in the 4th grade, she made her solo debut with the glee club. And now, at age 27, Taylor has 8 top 10 hits under her belt, including the smash that climbs into our year-end survey at number 31. Here's I'll Be Your Shelter. From her CD, Can't Fight Fate, that's Taylor Dayne with the 3rd of 4 hits that she has in our special year-end countdown. It's the 31st biggest hit of 1990, I'll Be Your Shelter. Now, rocking in at number 30, Per Gessle and Marie Fredriksson, the duo Roxette. Here's Dangerous.
Hold on tight, dangerous.
There's the duo from Sweden called Roxette. They've got the 30th biggest hit of 1990 on Casey's Top 40, Dangerous. Up next, we'll ice you down with the hottest charting rap hit in history.
Casey's Top 40.
Hi, Baby New Year here.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the 100 biggest hits of 1990. A year rap had its biggest success ever on the pop chart. Here's one reason. A big hit that spent 2 weeks at number one in November, making it the biggest charting rap hit of all time. Chilling in at number 29, Vanilla Ice and Ice Ice Baby.
Yo, VIP.
He was born Robert Van Winkle, but he prefers to be called Vanilla Ice. The Iceman cometh in at number 29 in our special year-end survey with Ice Ice Baby, a track from the biggest-selling debut album of 1990, To the Extreme. This is Casey Kasem. We're on our way to the number one song of the year, and we won't stop till we reach the top.
Number 28.
Here's the 3rd of 4 Phil Collins hits in our survey. It's his song about a man who's trying to sort through the wreckage of a broken love affair. As he talks to the one he loved, he takes her back through the heartaches and the hard times, the words that went unsaid, and the words that never should have been said. They put each other through a lot of pain, but at the root of it all, there was love. And as they each get ready to move on with their separate lives, the man simply wants to ask, do you remember?
We never talk.
That's the drummer from Genesis who's gone on to become an even bigger star as a solo artist. Phil Collins moving in at number 28 in our year-end survey with Do You Remember? 27 big ones to go on our way to the number one song of 1990.
Casey's Top 40.
Dusty Lenskap for the Kmart Photo Center with some listener mail.
AirCheckDownloads.com.